Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning, Central Queensland. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. It's just gone 3 minutes past 6 a.m. It's R&B Fridays. Hope you're having a good one so far.
Tim, I'm having a great week so far.
Because we were here for 4 days.
I mean, it's a four-day week for us.
It is a good week.
But what a massive one it's been.
Was it you that said yesterday, like, oh, man, it's been a long week? Yeah. It's been the opposite of a long week. It's been a short week.
I took a nap in the office yesterday.
I know. I had to wake you up. And I said, well, how about you go home and do this, buddy? This is a bit unprofessional.
This is wildly unprofessional.
But that's all right.
Tim, coming up, we want to talk about, obviously, what everyone's talking about in CQ at the moment.
The asbestos.
Hit CQ, baby.
Oh, sorry. Are we not talking about the asbestos in the state?
No.
Okay. Sorry. I misread that one.
Stacey right. from Gracemere is allowing us to name her next child.
It seems too good to be true, but it is. It's true.
And so we need to talk some stipulations after 8 o'clock.
Of course.
Really need to nut this out.
Terms and conditions, mm-hmm. etc., all that kind of jazz. Also, Jess, I know, look, in about 15 minutes' time, I'm going to pitch to you a game show for television.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people listening, they're going to get on board. And I think parents especially would love this game if it goes right. If it goes wrong, then unfortunately no one's going to enjoy
it. If clickbait is anything to go by, this is going to be a terrible idea.
It's not as good as clickbait, but nothing ever will be. So there's no point in comparing.
Tim, coming up next, I've got a story that'll make every man across Central Queensland absolutely cringe in their seats. Yeah, you're not going to love this one.
Is it about downstairs?
It is.
All right.
It's about a man getting stuck. He's downstairs stuck in something. Yeah.
No.
I'm going to tell you about it next.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Now, I'm not a bloke.
Stop the show. What? Someone check my contract. It's the Tim and Jim show.
All right.
Anyway.
I'm not a bloke and I've never understood this urge or whether guys actually do this.
Sure.
But do you put your downstairs into things?
Specify things.
A man overseas has gotten his penis stuck inside a ring. And I don't... First of all, how big's the ring?
Or how small's his penis?
Second of all, I don't understand the urge. Like, do you think, oh, well, that might fit, and you try it on?
I don't know if this is just me. I don't want to speak on behalf of all men listening right now. Mm. But I don't gauge things on, I wonder if I could put my penis in that.
That's not my brain,
where my mindset's at.
Well, you probably won't get stuck like this man did.
No.
So put his downstairs inside a ring.
Like a wedding ring?
It doesn't specify.
Like
it just
a ball
says
bear
a ring.
Oh.
And it got stuck. So he tried to remove it by putting a pair of scissors.
No!
Yeah.
Sir, what's his name?
They haven't named him. For obvious reasons, they're keeping him anonymous.
Go away. Keep going.
Oh, he's put a pair of scissors down there.
Oh, he has it.
Jim is physically cringing in the studio right now.
All right.
So he put a pair of scissors in there, trying to cut it. Couldn't cut the ring. So the scissors also got stuck.
No, they did not.
They did. You can't leave.
I can.
So he had to call the fire department to see if they could come and help him out of this sticky situation he got himself in.
Look, I need a hose for my hose.
And they said the only way we're going to get this off is we need to get some equipment very close to your downstairs area.
Yeah.
And we're talking chainsaw type equipment.
No, we are not talking. They did not use a chainsaw.
Not like a little miniature version of a chainsaw.
Like you'd see Stuart Little holding.
So they palmed him off, handballed over to the hospital.
Let's not use palmed off and handball, please.
he gets handed over to the emergency department.
Sure.
And they managed to get him out 25 minutes after he arrived in emergency. So it took them 25 minutes to slowly saw the ring off to make sure that neither the ring or the scissors did any damage.
Mate, just get a girlfriend.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
If you're a big fan of horror, this is probably going to tickle your fancy. If you hate horror movies, if you hate scary things, I don't know. Go make some cereal.
See, I can barely even watch Stranger Things on Netflix. Yeah. I have to watch it during the day.
You said to me, I got 3 episodes in, I was too scared. And I was like, you also paid your taxes that day because you're a 27-year-old female.
Sometimes I even get scared watching Riverdale. The music's quite frightening.
Yeah. All right. I want to tell you about a real life horror story.
Okay.
Crystal Lake over in the United States. Mm-hmm. It's quite a popular diving lake.
Okay.
So it's not too deep, like maybe it gets 12 metres at the deepest.
Yeah, but already don't like it because diving lakes typically are very murky and you can't see below the surface.
Yeah. Spot on. Yeah. There's this bloke, Curtis Lahr. He's a bit of a jokester.
Oh, here we go.
4 years ago, he was a bit bored. So he decided to mock up a very realistic version of, now, hopefully you remember this character. Do you remember Jason? The hockey mask,
yep,
machete wielding.
No, thank you.
Nightmare man.
The only reason I remember it is
Freddy vs. Jason.
Yes.
Nightmare on
and
Elm Street.
I never watched any of the movies, yeah, but the trailers were enough to scare the bejesus out of me.
It's like, if you're not familiar, it's a very tall man wearing a very dark trench coat. He's got burns all over his body and he wears a hockey mask. It's scary.
Yep.
Curtis made a life-size version of it. Chained it, nope, to the bottom of the popular diving spot.
No, thank you.
And people have been diving and having mild heart attacks.
Yeah.
Because they're going, oh, look, that's a nice little, some algae. Oh, some timber. Oh, my nightmares are real. Swims. What would you rather see in the water? A great white shark or Jason from the Jason movies in the horror scene?
Shark. Shark, yeah, all day, every day.
Look, there's a video. I'm going to share it on Facebook and Instagram because it's messed up. It looks so real. And it's the eyes, man. Because he's been there. He's covered in mold. So it looks like he lives under the lake.
Oh, God.
So if you're ever in the United States, don't go to Crosby, Minnesota, because at Crystal Lake, you will see Jason, the movie murderer.
Don't give people ideas, because next time I'm a Wonga Dam. I'm going to end up seeing a Jason statue. And yeah.
We'll just put the main character from Riverdale down, yeah, there. That'll scare you.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
I want to talk Milo, Tim.
Fair enough.
Because Milo is one of my favourite things to eat as a child. Still is as an adult, but I try to avoid it as much as possible.
You know what? I actually don't have much Milo because,
really,
I can't justify buying milk because I don't drink it enough.
Yeah. Before I drank coffee, Milo was my go-to.
Just quickly.
Yeah.
I realised yesterday. So I've never had to buy bread as like the main person in a family.
Mm-hmm.
So like I buy a loaf of bread a week and that normally sorts me out proper. I'm one little boy. Imagine how much bread you'd have to buy if you had a family. It just hit me yesterday. I was like,
are you joking?
Bread costs would be astronomical.
I put my bread in the fridge to save it.
See,
this is not what this is about.
Sorry.
I want to talk Milo. Let's get back on track, all right?
Yes.
Because Milo have had to drop their 4.5 star health rating.
Out of 5 stars.
Yep. To now a 1.5 star.
Do you know, I had at my old job selling doors, I had a stand-up argument with a girl who thought Milo was a chocolate.
Yeah, it's a malt,
It's a malt, mate.
It's a malt, my
it's
friend.
It's a malt. And the same thing, she also asked me why leap years exist.
Oh, wow.
And she was like, well, it doesn't affect me because I'm not going to be around in 500 years. And I was like, yes, we should stop it then.
Milo was saying that they've had to drop their health star rating because people are eating it straight up from the tin.
Is there actual instructions on the Milo tin of,
yeah,
what to do?
So the serving suggestion is using skim milk, you put one single teaspoon of Milo.
All right, so I've already got the wrong type of spoon,
right?
Table.
And then you put it in a glass of milk. That's how you're supposed to eat it. And with that serving suggestion, it is a 4.5 health star rating. But if you're eating it straight out of the tin,
yep,
then you are doing it wrong, my friend, and it is 1.5 stars.
Jess, I have one question for you.
Mm.
How do you Milo?
I usually go 3 heaped tablespoons at the bottom of the glass, and then
At this point, it is already half a glass of just Milo. Yeah. There's nothing in it.
And then I'll mix in a little bit of milk till I make a bit of a paste.
Gross.
And then you fill it the rest of the way with milk, and then you put another tablespoon on top.
Yeah.
It's 4 tablespoons already.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm getting a health star rating.
No, this is, you're trying to break the world record to get diabetes. See, I just have two little spoons,
yep,
of Milo.
Teaspoons.
Teaspoons.
Yeah.
Milk. Like, so it's like 1/15.
I mean,
Milo.
You may as well just drink straight up milk.
Milk, and then I don't mix it. I like having it like the little chocolatey multi bits
when they
float
like
up.
Pop up to the top. Yeah.
I do that. But that's how I feel like that's what everyone should do.
13 till 16. Everyone's got their own way of doing it.
Yeah.
How do you Milo?
How do you Milo? I know on our Facebook page it says, how do Milo? Jess has had a hard morning, guys. Her spelling and her Photoshop isn't that great today. How do Milo?
Someone has suggested just using a ladle.
Why muck around?
I mean, it's how I'm going to start using my Milo.
Yeah. All right. 13, 12, 16. How do you Milo? Right in the middle of quite a heated debate.
Yeah.
How do you Milo?
We're talking Milo because, it's a staple of every morning's breakfast as a child. It's
yeah.
How do you do your Weet-Bix? How do you do your Milo? Everyone's got their own preferences of what they do with these products.
Yes. Myself, I enjoy minimal Milo at the bottom, two mm-hmm. teaspoons, a lot of full cream milk because I ain't trying to watch my figure. And then I let it, I don't like it, I don't mix it in. I like it to sort of look like it's still milk and then the little bits float up, the multi-bits.
Now, see, I'm the complete opposite. I make a paste at the bottom first, make sure the milk is really chocolatey, and then I add more to the top.
Yes, as I said just before, you are starting the Diabetes Club.
Yeah.
So it's very exciting.
You know what? My mum stopped buying Milo for us as a kid because she's like, oh, we're running out of the tin so fast.
We have to use flour.
I don't trust you, kids.
We're running out of Milo.
We've got Ashley from Gracemere on 13, 12, 16. Ashley, how do you Milo?
Okay, so I do 3 tablespoons.
Yep.
Whoa.
Milk.
How much milk are we talking?
I fill the glass up.
Okay.
Yeah, a couple of centimetres from the top. And then another spoonful on top of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
do you go one in the mouth after that as well? Or
no, I don't. I think it's so dry. I don't like it when it's by itself.
Oh, okay. So you mix it up in the milk.
So you, you've joined Jess in the Diabetes Club.
yeah.
It just doesn't. It seems like too much, Ash.
And this is why they've dropped the health rating, Tim. But that's the only way to do it. It's the delicious way.
Well, I always thought it was healthy because of the health rating. So we've been lied to.
I feel like you might have been taking advantage of the health rating. But thank you very much for your call, Ash.
Thanks, guys.
We've also got Hayley on 13, 12, 16 from Rocky. Hayley, how do you Milo?
I fill them all up halfway through the cup and the milk, and then I whip a tablespoon.
Yep.
And then I sprinkle a little bit less on top of Milo.
So, it's half Milo, Hayley.
Yeah.
It's the only way to do it, Tim. I'm absolutely with Hayley.
There's 3 people in the diabetes party at the moment. Hayley, surely if it's thicker than a fruit smoothie, you shouldn't be drinking it, right? That's like a paste.
But it's yum.
Some people have protein shakes, some people have Milo, Tim.
And I hate it when the Milo pops up because I like eating it at the bottom.
Yeah.
No.
You want to go fishing for it, Hayley.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm on board.
That's why I sprinkle it on top. That's what I eat.
I feel like
then
I feel like I'm being verbally abused for having the healthy option, the healthiest version possible. But Hayley, I do appreciate your call, mate.
Thank you.
No worries, buddy.
You can head to our Facebook, our Instagram, just search for HitCQ and let us know how you Milo.
Yeah.
Someone named Jody has said, Milo is gross. The chocolate quick is the best.
We don't want people like Jody messaging in the show. Jody, what are you doing?
Chocolate quick?
Someone messaged my phone and they were like, milk? That'll ruin the Milo.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
Tim, we want to talk about house hunting because a friend of mine sent me a message yesterday and she's like, hey, I'm at this open for inspection.
Yeah.
And there is so much competition here. It's ridiculous.
Oh, it'd be intimidating.
How do I scare them off so that I can win?
Look, I know people listening right now that have probably definitely experienced this and know the ins and outs of it. But honestly, this is something you said that I have never been able to not relate with. More in my life because I'm nowhere near or have never been near like maybe I should buy a house.
Yeah. Your parents would have bought a house though in your time. Have you got the same home from your childhood?
I lived in 3 different houses with my parents, 3 or 4.
Yeah.
But
you were never involved in that process.
No, I wasn't always like, all right, guys, make sure we get some good lollipops
right,
in the deal.
Okay.
Because I was about 9 when the last time we moved.
Right,
and I was still
okay.
in that house. And that was 16, 17 years ago.
Yeah, see, we were looking at houses when I was like 18, 19
yeah, so you
with
you
my
might
parents.
Know
so,
about this.
Like walking through, I remember sitting in my house actually when it was being sold. And
oh, wow.
we were all pretending that we were like potential buyers.
Like,
walking around
nice.
Just seeing what other people were saying about our house.
Yes.
And there was one guy, and this is the suggestion I made to my mate.
Because we're trying to find out ways to
scare off the competition.
Scare off the competition buying a house.
There was one guy walking through the house, just pointing out all the flaws. Oh, look, small crack over there.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that. That's a bit dusty.
That's
I'm like, what has dust got to do with the house?
No, that's exactly what I would suggest.
Great tactic, right?
What I would do is I would go into a room and shut the door. Wait, like, I don't know, a minute, come out and go, my God, and then leave.
What do you mean?
So I would, like, if I'm looking at the house, like, no matter, the room could be perfect. And I
right.
go, oh, my God.
Oh, I can't be in this house any longer.
I'm offended and then leave. Because I think that obviously, especially at auctions and like people putting down deposits and all that stuff, it's scary, and especially for first home buyers, mm-hmm. which I pray to all of the gods is me soon.
Yep.
I think
soon being within the next 10 years.
Next 10 years. That'll fly. Time flies when you're not saving money. But I think it is a very daunting thing, and you need to have a clear strategy when you're about to buy a house.
Yeah. 13, 12, 16, house hunting.
Yeah.
How do you scare off the competition? We want some tactics. I want to help my mate out.
We need people that flip houses.
Yeah.
We need people that are very good, that they know how to... I know we don't like the M word, but we need manipulators.
Yeah, we don't want to talk to weaklings. No. They get manipulated. We want to talk to the manipulators.
Yeah, we don't want to talk to people that took four goes to get their house. We want people that had four houses from four tries.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16, when you're house hunting, how do you scare off the competition?
You. And Tim, we're talking house hunting because not something you and I could relate to, but a friend of mine is looking for a first house and she went to an open for inspection yesterday. I got a message from her saying, there is so much competition here. How do I scare them away?
Because so many, especially if the house is a nice property, if it's got all the, ticks all the right boxes, there's always going to be a lot of people show up to open inspections and auctions. And obviously it's quite intimidating as a first home buyer going to this. And there's, because there's pros, like people send people on their behalf to go and buy these houses.
Yeah.
And I know people are listening right now going, oh, this is easy. Other people find buying anything intimidating and terrifying.
Yeah. Look, when I bought my first car, I was like, this is a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
I am terrified.
Yes. But unfortunately, it seems like that's how the world works. Mm-hmm. Obviously, people want to hold on to their secrets, so this is quite tough to get people to spill the beans, but we have had a message on Facebook.
Yeah, look, Sarah from Gracemere's messages through on Facebook. Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned her name.
Sashimi from Gracemere in Japan.
She said that when she walks through our house inspections, she'll mention that she feels spirits in the air.
Ooh. Is that the ghost of demons past?
Ooh, there's a bit of a negative vibe in this room. I'm just not sure. I don't know if that would anyone like you off, but it would absolutely throw me off.
I would be like, cool, let's buy it even more. I think maybe if, like, no matter man, woman, or child, all wearing suits, all wearing sunglasses, all speaking on their cell phone the whole time. Because it looks like they're
right,
important.
Right, so you want to go in like you're a lawyer.
You want it, or a douchebag.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, we've had such an exciting week this week. I can't actually believe it, really.
Yeah.
We put up on offer our block of Caramilk chocolate.
Yep.
Which is now worth a lot more
hundreds
than
of
we
dollars.
Realized.
Yep.
And we got a lot of good offers for it.
Yep, but none better than from Stacey.
Yep. Stacey offered us the chance to name her unborn child.
Yesterday we spoke to her and she's 100% serious. So now we have a Hit CQ baby.
That's right. We want you guys to follow along with our journey. We posted the very first photo of the Hit CQ baby.
The ultrasound.
The ultrasound photo is on our Facebook page and our Instagram. Just search for Hit
gonna
CQ.
Going to be a beautiful young boy. Mm-hmm. And Stacey has given us an amazing opportunity to name this child over the next few weeks.
Yeah.
Jess, can you read through some of the suggestions that we're definitely not going to use?
Baby McBabyface.
Absolutely
not going to happen. Someone has suggested Cornelius Quinton, a.k.a. CQ for short.
Okay. Also, we had a lot of in the office here, Timica, which is like Jessica and Tim.
Carmichael was also suggested. Which is one of my favourites, but we're not going to scar a child by calling him Caramichael.
No, Stacey, I promise you, we will not do it. But on Monday, Jess, we are going to speak to Stacey on the phone and we're going to get some terms. We might even have to do a contract. Some terms and conditions of what we're going to do. Because I have a good idea where it kind of, instead of us going, here's the name, where we give her maybe 8 or 10 options and then potentially have a randomizer.
Oh, I like that idea.
But she has to approve of all the names.
Absolutely.
I already have one suggestion.
Yeah?
If it's a baby boy, Tim.
Well, I mean, that's absolutely going to have to go on the board, isn't it?
It's got to go on the board more than the other names.
Oh, really?
So say
you
we
really
had 12.
You want to push the odds in your favour.
If we had 12 names, 12 different names, I would want 4 spots to be Tim. So I think next week we'll chat to Stacey and we'll see what we can do.
We are still taking suggestions, so make sure you hit us up on our Facebook page and our Instagram.
Also, it was raised yesterday in the office by someone.
Yeah.
Do we not exchange the Caramilk chocolate until the birth?
do we deliver during the delivery?
The delivery.
Yes.
Maybe
we're
gonna, a couple
we're
days
We're going to have to work out those terms and conditions as well, Tim. Yes. There's so much legally binding stuff here.
Yep. All right. We'll check in Monday on the show with the Hit CQ Bay.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Look, I know it's very early on a Friday morning and people listening, you're probably thinking, Tim, why are you pitching beautiful ideas to me? Well, too bad. I'm going to do that because I've come up and I've thought of a great game show for television. Yes, we're a radio station.
He comes up with one game show for a radio station. All of a sudden he thinks he's a producer.
Well, I think, well, this isn't for me. Clickbait was very much for me because it brought me joy. But I've come up with a game show for television where all you need is two parents,
okay,
a toddler, and a soundproof booth.
Okay.
And the game.
This sounds terrifying.
I know. So the game, right, is $1 million or a basket of toys for $8. And the parents are in a soundproof booth.
So they can't direct the child
to the
money.
They can't hear. But there's a camera always on the parents.
Right.
There's a toddler in the middle of the floor. To his left, 10 metres away, is $1 million cash. To his right, 10 metres away, is a basket full of toys worth $8.
Now, can he play with the toys or are they all boxed?
No, it's just a basket of toys, like they're ready to be played with.
Right.
Whatever he goes to first, they get. So the parents are in the middle going, Sebastian, go for the money. And he's like, ooh, banana toy. And goes, don't you think that's great? Wouldn't that be great television?
I mean, for about 5 minutes, but what's the rest of the show going to, what are we going to do for the next half hour?
Oh, you have a whole bunch of different
There's more than one.
It's not just one toddler. So it's like, kind of like how Millionaire Hot Seat, they just film 50 episodes.
Well, imagine every toddler goes for the money. Then we're giving away $10 million in one episode.
But I'm more thinking the visual is the reaction of the parents, right?
Right.
Are you there?
I'm absolutely not there.
You don't like it?
I mean, it seems like a good idea, but I just don't think it's a full TV show. Maybe like a segment. Maybe like on the Today Show, they do it as like a segment.
Do you want to do... Why don't we do this?
What?
Obviously, we can't put up $1 million, but surely we could put up something pretty cool.
Right.
And like a basket toy. We could try this if someone would
a
be...
A puppy?
Yeah.
Or $1,000.
We could do that.
I mean, that would be easy enough.
Find a soundproof
booth. I'd be on board.
We could figure this out.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Set up a camera.
Why are we doing this? Why have I pitched this for television?
I don't know.
This should be an idea for our show.
It absolutely doesn't work for television.
No, I think it's a very visual thing because you want to see the reaction of the parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably a conversation we could have had off air. Hey.
Yes. Feels like a planning meeting in my opinion.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Unfortunately, I've come across a very disappointing statistic and some information that's happened in the last few weeks in central Queensland, specifically on the Gladstone roads.
Right.
Three teenagers, look, they've been named, but I'm not going to name them on the show because I don't think that's necessary at the moment. I'm more speaking to teenagers as a whole, and I know a lot of people don't do this, but it is, in my opinion, really disappointing to see this. So three teenagers have been caught drink driving in the last month in central Queensland, and I'm pretty sure from what I remember, I haven't been on my P's in a long time. P's, you can't have any alcohol in your system, right?
None at all.
Yeah.
And even if you're on your green ones.
Yeah, exactly. And look, as a 25-year-old, Jess, you're 26, we obviously just, you always, no matter how old you are, you're always like, all right, if I'm going to drink, I'm not going to drive.
Yeah.
I even go, even after one beer, I always just get, like, you never know.
I still
know.
Question myself. I'll wait like 3-4 hours if, after one beer.
So if you're in that mindset, I truly believe, just don't drive.
Yeah.
And it is really disappointing because not only, all right, you've lost some points, you've lost your license, here's a fine. But imagine what could have happened. It's really disappointing to know that, obviously, we don't want to say don't go out and have a good time. And yes, we understand that sometimes it's tricky to get transport, taxis are expensive, but look, it's a small price to pay when you could potentially be taking someone's life.
You absolutely need to plan ahead for these sorts of things. Have a Desi, but nominate yourself as a designated driver if no one else wants to.
Me and my mates, when we all turned 18, there was about 12, 13 of us in the big group.
Yeah.
We would just rotate.
Yeah.
We'll just rotate. All right, Sam, it's your turn this week. Tim, it's your turn this week. And yeah, all right, you'd probably love to be drinking with the guys. Or if you didn't want to, you'd be like, all right, guys, I'll shout a maxi cab.
Yeah.
I'll shout us all lifts whenever, if we want to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I just would hate to hear and see something along the lines of a drink driving, especially a pee plater, like teenagers. As we said, we want you to have fun, but we want you to be smart and responsible.
No one should be blowing 0.067, Tim.
Yes. There's no one should be blowing anything on zero, if you're especially on your P's. And even that, it goes to any driver as well. Like, if you think you're over, just in your mind, then you're over.
Lecture over.
Lecture over. I'm sorry. I just want everyone to be safe here across Central Queensland.
Absolutely.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.